Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Hi, welcome back. This is Let's Talk About It, sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. My name is Scott Dudley. We are in the final week of a month of featuring anxiety. That wasn't enough to make you nervous. We've talked about kids. We've talked about youth and adults. And this show features older adults.
Yes.
We're joined today by Natalie Rodriguez Flores, MFT intern, program supervisor for behavioral health at the Anxiety Depression Clinic, which, of course, you're like the last word in anxiety and depression. We'll have you back next week for a depression show. I can tell you're thrilled. Welcome back. So, I'm listening to the show and we got through the first segment kind of describing what it might feel like, what some of the physical symptoms might be, the worrying, in particular at the heart of it. And I'm like, oh, that's me, or, oh, that's my mom or my grandma or something. And, I think, you know, no point in suffering. It's been keeping me awake at night. It's been making me feel sick. It's ruining my health, ruining my appetite, something. And I come on down and seek treatment. What happens? Where do I go? And how does it feel? And what do we do?
So if, I mean, just like how you mentioned right now, maybe you are experiencing this stuff or you recognize a relative or a friend that might be experiencing this, it doesn't hurt to help and call us at our access unit, 482-4000, and you can set up an appointment for an intake.
Should be like KPBS. You should hear phones ringing in the background right now. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. And so that would be the first step, is calling us to set up an intake appointment.
Okay. So I do that. I got off the phone. Mm-hmm. Now what?
So at the intake appointment, you will be evaluated by a clinician. And the clinician is going to ask you several questions over the course of 60 to 90 minutes regarding different things. Initially, they would want to know what has brought you here to our services. And then from there, they'll go into finding out regarding the symptoms that you're experiencing, basically your presenting illness and the history behind it. So, and that information is very important to help to determine what type of diagnosis you might be experiencing. So that can help the clinician to determine if you're experiencing generalized anxiety, which is often, you know, you have chronic worrying with other symptoms like we were mentioning earlier, where it's impairing your sleep, you're having problems concentrating, you're irritable, you might have some muscle tension, things like that. And there's also panic disorder, where you have symptoms that peak. Most of the symptoms feel like a physical, but you can also feel like a loss of control or fear of death. You have changes in your heart rate and your breathing, and you might feel nauseated as well. And the length of the panic attack can vary. But there's also trauma, post-traumatic stress disorder. So you may have had something traumatic happen. And as a result of the traumatic event, you have some sort of flashbacks, reoccurring memories of the event. Could be an actual flashback or nightmares, things like
upsetting.
That. Upsetting, yes. Upsetting. And then avoidance. Avoidance of reminders of the event, avoidance of, you know, any type of this, anything that could trigger it in any way, hyper arousal type symptoms, you can be hyper vigilant, having poor sleep as well, irritability as well, you know, those are other symptoms.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.